You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events succeeding July 23rd, 2016. These include the disappearance of Martin Cruz and the deaths of Joel and Marlene Harris. My name is Alexander Carter, and together with Martin, we're tracking the movements of Diana's Monster. We'll be telling the story as it happens, so if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning.
Marty, you were missing for almost 6 months.
I was there.
Where is there?
Not here. There is not here.
Okay, Dr. Seuss, you need to relax.
You asked me why a doorway would close. Do you remember?
Yes.
But the question isn't why did it close, but rather why was it open?
And how did it open?
And who opened it?
You think someone let the monster in? And why would anyone want to let a monster or a god or what the fuck ever in?
That, dear boy, is a good question.
During the Mexican-American War, Kearney sent most of his dragoons back to New Mexico. Some of these men would abandon their command along the way. Two of these men, brothers by the name of Jefferson and Harris Cook, would establish the city of Parlor. The Cooks launched a campaign to besmirch the natives and their ways.
They made up stories, and when that wasn't enough, they made up a tribe.
They made up a tribe?
Mm-hmm. Fake Indians.
Where are we?
Parlor, New Mexico. You insisted we come. Please don't make me regret bringing you here.
Marty and I have traveled to the town of Parlor, New Mexico, where he believes the monster will appear next. Together with Dr. Odell, Marty has come up with a theory that he believes accounts for the sudden and short appearances of Diana's monster, whom he now believes to be named Zeus. Zeus, the Latin for so, is one of the six animal gods worshipped by the fictional tribe of Zeus. In order to make sense of this, we'll need some context.
What do you know about the lost tribe of Zeus?
You'd be surprised, actually. The tribe was made up by the Cook brothers, who founded Parlor. They were dragoons or something?
As men of Catholic faith, they were unhappy with the presence of the Mormon battalion among the 1st Cavalry Regiment, and had never hidden this fact. With Mormonism gradually expanding in New Mexico, the Cook brothers wished to establish a sanctuary where Catholicism would be the religion of the land.
They made up the tribe to sow discord between the Native Americans and the people of the city.
They called their fictional tribe the Tribe of Zeus, Zeus being the Latin for swine. It was, they said, an indirect insult to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Indians of the Zeus tribe worshipped the earth gods. They were pagans. They sacrificed animals in much the same way that Christians engaged in communing with the body and blood of Christ. The tribe of Zeus saw the embodiment of their animal gods, a hare, a mare, a sow, a bull, a turtle, and a ram, as sacred. They did not refrain from eating the animals and made sure that when they did, nothing went to waste. The tribe believed that long before the advent of Christianity, man and animal understood each other. They shared language and lineage. Some tribesmen could even borrow power from the animals and earth, could perform Indian magic, but the agreement between the animal spirits and mankind came to an end long ago. The tribesmen were savage. They tried to summon the lost language of the animal gods, tried to borrow powers from the earth, but the mere presence of men of faith, men who believed in the one true God, sent the animal spirits packing. There was no magic, no communion of man and animal in Parlor. Anyone thought to be attempting to draw power from the false gods was exorcised and tried as a witch.
So these tribesmen, tribeswomen, tribespeople, they're the ones opening doorways? That means they're right then, that the made-up religion isn't made up.
If I flip a coin 100 times and try to guess the outcome, chances are I'm going to get it right sometimes.
But you'll also get it wrong. I get it.
The Cooks borrowed elements of the tribe from existing tribes and lore. Some tribesmen would inherit the power to walk on all fours. Imbued with the magic of the six, these tribesmen could become like them. The Cooks, of course, wrote of skinwalkers, borrowing Navajo lore and applying it to the lost tribe of Zeus.
They stole their gods like they stole everything else.
What do you mean?
According to my ex, each god has its own distinct personality. There is Lepu from the Latin Lapis, the hare god, cunning and quick. Dam the mare is the horse god, gentle and courageous.
Zeus, the Latin for pig, is the sow, the intelligent trickster. Oros, the bull god, is gregarious and a fierce protector. Inova, from the Cheyenne Ma'enovea, meaning turtle woman, is the mother turtle and can see the future. Inova carries the weight of the earth upon her shell. Rama, one of the 7 avatars of the Hindu god Vishnu, is the ram god. Rama's charming and the god of fertility.
So why is it called the Tribe of Seuss? I mean, if there are six of them. Gods, I mean.
There is a difference of opinion among scholars and believers. The simple answer would be that the pig symbolized the stubbornness of those refusing to convert to Catholicism.
And the complicated answer?
Seuss is the trickster, the outcast, the little guy, the underdog, the...
I get it.
Whenever the gods would commune, the tale goes, Seuss was always left out. The gods often convened on the shell of Anova as they disputed creation, but Seuss was never invited. Anova would grow to accommodate the gods, but not enough to accommodate all of them.
So the story goes that one day, a patch of the earth began to grow upon Mother Turtle's shell. It gave the animal spirits the idea to mold the planet. As the planet grew larger and larger on Mother Turtle's shell, the weight of it was almost too much. For though the orb grew larger, her own growth had been stunted.
The gods removed the growth and tried again to no avail. They crafted the moon and Mars and the stars. Finally, the gods sought the help of Seuss, who could also shrink or grow in size. Seuss could even change her appearance to hide. The gods could not find her, for she had hidden herself so well.
Well, what happened?
Eventually, after several thousand years, Seuss let herself be found.
The patch of earth that had formed on Mother Turtle's shell had been Seuss's own creation. It was cursed. Seuss made it so that Mother Turtle could bear the weight of the world, but she herself could never grow to do so.
She was destined to carry the oversized burden of the universe.
Seuss is kind of a bitch.
It's a tale of exclusion, made up by the Cook brothers, who themselves wish to exclude others.
So it's the Tribe of Seuss, because Seuss had all the real power? Because excluding gods is wrong or something?
Something like that, yes.
Dr. Odell has filled in a few blanks. Marty believes that followers of the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss are attempting to tear a hole in the fabric of reality and allow entry to their gods. Dr. Odell believes that the Cooks, in borrowing elements from their religion, have stumbled upon a truth. If it is possible that a doorway opened up in the woods around Salamander Lake, open enough to let a monster, or an ancient pagan god in, then why not here? Why not in the town of Parlor, where it all began? Something happened to Marty in those woods, something that he can't remember. It's a convenient excuse, I know, but he's simply missing time.
All good religions need a figurehead, a man in charge, a prophet.
Someone to handle the Kool-Aid.
Cult leaders like Jim Jones or Manson exhibit extreme narcissism. They demand perfect loyalty, are intolerant of criticism to an almost hypersensitive degree. They ignore the needs of others, and yet they have no problem attracting followers.
I have to ask myself, if the story of Diana's monster isn't about Diana, or Marty's parents, or even the town of Evanston, then what is it? What happened to him in those woods? Where did he spend these last 6 months, this missing time? What happened to Joel and Marlene Harris? And what about the Lost Tribe of Seuss?
You're saying the tribe, in its current form, is a cult?
And what do all good cults need?
A leader.
Here is what I do know. Marty thinks he saw Diana's monster, or Seuss, in those woods. If she's going to appear again, he's determined to find her.
Find your charming narcissist and you will have found your guy.
The one responsible for opening the doorway.
However, I must advise you to tread carefully. Men like that attract individuals who are, forgive me for saying so, but broken.
You mean Marty?
Yes.
All these questions, all of these threads, have led me, along with Marty, to the town of Parlor, New Mexico. Marty isn't that gullible. He knows better.
Be careful.
Parlor isn't Evanston.
Precisely. Marty is different now. He's changed.
Changed how?
He believes.
Marty? As I enter the tiny, rented room, Marty is nowhere in sight.
Marty?
The door to the bathroom is closed.
Hey Marty, I'm back. I brought you Swedish fish like you asked. Marty, are you pooping?
Water starts to pool at my feet from under the bathroom door. As I press my ear to the door, I can hear bathwater running.
Marty, did you fall asleep in there?
I try not to panic, but my mind immediately jumps to the worst possible scenario.
Marty, open this door right now! Marty, please, you're scaring the shit out of me!
It's stupid, but I put all of my weight into my shoulder and launch myself at the door. The door doesn't give. I launch myself at the door again.
Marty, what the fuck?
Marty lays fully clothed in the overflowing tub. His eyes are open and blinking. He's breathing.
His lips form silent words. I approach the tub. Marty? I drop to my knees and lean in closely. Marty, are you singing? I reach out to touch the floating Marty.
The neck bones connected to the head bone.
Marty.
Now shake them skeleton bones!
Marty snaps awake, momentarily frightening me.
Marty, what the fuck?
Xander?
Marty collapses into my arms. I struggle to pull him out of the tub. Where'd you go, buddy? I don't know. Noreen, it's... Something happened.
What happened? Where's Marty? Is he okay?
He's fine.
What have you done with him?
I think I made a mistake. He's not well.
Bring me my son, Alexander.
I can't. I just... Noreen, I'm scared.
What's wrong?
I thought he was going to hurt himself.
Where are you?
I can't tell you. He wouldn't want me to tell you.
How do you know what he'd want?
You know... You're right. I'm not even sure who he is right now. But I know he needs to be here. I'm sorry, Noreen. I shouldn't have called you.
Xander,
do I believe in the pagan gods of the tribe of Zeus? That depends.
On?
Well, see, my ex talked a lot about what the tribe meant to his family, but he was full of it.
And what does the tribe mean to you?
If there was a god or gods, then they, he, it, whatever, abandoned us long ago.
So you don't believe in the Six?
I'll believe it when I see it.
And what if I told you that there were people out there who have made it their mission to somehow bring these gods back?
I'd say good luck to them.
You don't believe it's possible?
I believe in proof.
So do I. Next time, on Diana's Monster.